Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 216.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 216. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. I'm your host as always, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. This is going to be a really fun episode, and I'm super excited to bring this to you and do this one for you guys. Essentially, what's going to be happening here is that I'm going to be teaching you about doing more with less, doing more with less. Now, there's kind of like a defining line in jazz piano education, in the education that I present in Jazz Piano School. Now, that line is essentially jazz piano tools and then implementing them. So you have two different sides, right? You have a line in between. You're learning your tool, and then once you have your tool, you implement your tool into tunes. That's the whole process, honestly. Like, it couldn't be that easier. And the problem with jazz education these days is that people start with the tunes. Guaranteed, you want to play jazz, and at some point, and most of the times, you've gone to a jazz piano teacher and you've started to learn tunes. Am I right? How many of you guys out there have done that? Oh, a lot of you? Okay, cool. I can't actually hear you, right? All right, anyway. So, right? Oh, I want to learn jazz piano. Cool. Well, let's learn this tune. I'll show you what voicings to play. I'll show you how to do it. Okay, I'll write out some arrangements. Oh, great. So you start playing the voicings. You start playing the voicings to play that tune. But guess what? You're not learning any jazz piano tools, right? You're learning the tune. And so what you need to, what that is essentially is like being given a blueprint to build a house, but not having tools to build the actual house, right? Can you imagine if you paid an architect to give you designs to the house, but you're not a contractor, right? Or you don't have any tools to actually put what they give you into use. Like, you can't do anything with a blueprint if you don't have the tools. It's the same thing with tunes. Tunes and the jazz lead sheets that you look at are essentially blueprints. They're blueprints for how to play something. Now, because I have tools, I'm able to do something with these blueprints. I'm able to make them my own, right? I'm able to bring them to life. But if you don't have tools, guess what? You can't do that. So the line is jazz piano tools allows you to build the house. It allows you to play tunes. Now, a lot of people, including myself when I was younger, is we think that we don't have what it takes to play jazz. We think we don't have the knowledge. We think we don't have the skill. We don't have the talent, right? But I really want to impress upon you in this particular podcast episode that even if you're learning the most simple concepts, the most simple techniques, the most simple strategies, you can do so much with them. And in fact, a lot of the purely simple foundational principles that I have learned, I still use and I use constantly to this day to play jazz piano on a regular basis. All right, that's what I want to teach you. That's what I want to get into your head today. It doesn't take much because I want you to have an enjoyment early on on your path, right? The more you can do that and the more you can understand that these tools will actually allow you to create freedom very easily in a very quick way, the better you're going to be. All right? So I'm going to be going over three main principles, which I'll talk to you about in the lesson when we get there. The first one is going to be rhythm. Sorry, I just completely blanked there. Second one's going to be melody, and the third one's going to be texture. All right? Rhythm, melody, texture. Three main principles. Now, once you learn a tool, you can apply those to the tool to bring that tool to life. Now, are there other steps before that? Yes. I don't want to go into my whole theory sequence process. Go to jazzpianoschool.com. You can learn all about it. But there's a process that I bring a tool through in order to help you develop that tool. Technique, improv, and then repertoire being the final step that we start to implement the tool into. But for now, I'm going to take small things And I'm going to implement three textures: rhythm, melody, and I'm blanking again. Texture. Sorry. Rhythm, melody, and texture. All right. So it's going to be really fun. I think a lot of you will enjoy this. I think it's spectacular education, if I don't say so myself, because it's going to allow you to realize what it actually takes to start utilizing the tools that you learn everywhere on the internet, from my podcast, from other people's blogs, and actually bring them to life through musicality. Okay, here we go. So again, here's the lesson. I'm going to teach you guys three different things. I'm going to teach you guys rhythm, texture, and melody. Rhythm, texture, and melody. Now, mostly all like kind of musical aspects will fit in. So for example, if I play a root position, C minor 7 chord, right? Without adding any of the three principles to this, it's just what it is right now. I'm just playing a chord, right? It's not music. It's not really music. It's just a chord. I mean, obviously there are tones ringing out here, right? Let's apply the first principle, rhythm, okay? Now, if I start to add a rhythm to this, even if it's the simplest thing ever, right? You might be like, oh, Brendan, you're just pulsing quarter notes, right? Let's do something else. So I'm just pulsing the root position chord. Now, I'm completely making this up. I'm making this whole thing up. Now, this whole lesson is completely off script. Now, I have my three things I'm going to teach you on, but all the melodic and all the things I'm playing, I don't have this written down. This is completely from my soul. Now, all I did was I took a rhythm, okay, which was the chord, and then I put a melody to it. So I actually combined two of the things I'm talking about, melody and rhythm. Now, already from that, we have music. We have actual music we can use, okay? All right, Brendan, I get it. That sounds kind of beginnerish, kind of like a pop song. How do we apply it to jazz? Okay, I get it. So now, all we got to do is swing a little bit, okay? Just swing. I'm still going to play quarter notes, right? Now, I had a little swing there, right? There wasn't too many eighth notes, but already you can start to see this is formulating into different types of things you can do, okay? I'm going to get to the good stuff in a sec. Just be patient, right? I'm going to take the autumn leaves as an example. Don't worry. Now, I also added in some texture, okay, to give you an example of texture. Now, I could have done this. Let's just talk about the melody for a second. Now, here's it played straight. This is completely straight, no swing. Now here's swung, right? Now what I was doing was adding some texture. I was adding the third component that I was talking to you guys about. Remember, rhythm, melody, and texture. Now one of the textures I was adding, now just to give you guys an example, a texture is the way you play a note. It's the way you articulate a note. I can play it with a loud texture. I can accent it, I can play it legato, right? I can swing legato, I can make them short. That's all texture. That all fits into the way you're playing something. That's all about texture. Now, the texture I want to talk about is the slide. Just adding this little bit of texture completely changes the atmosphere and the feeling of what I'm doing, right? Here's without the texture. Here's with the texture. Now just that little flair immediately starts to transform that little melody. Okay, so I want you guys to all think about what level you're at, right? And there's really three things: rhythm, melody, and texture. And after you learn a certain tool, now the tool I'm talking about here is this chord. Now you may say, oh, root position chord, That doesn't sound great, right? Let's take Autumn Leaves, for example, right? I'm just going to use root position chords to play a solo with for Autumn Leaves, right? Check it out. Now, already, I mean, I can imagine that a lot of you listening right now, you're like, wow, I mean, yeah, I would take that. Like, who wouldn't be able to take that, right? Like, that didn't sound that bad. And I was just using root position chords. Now, let's talk about the other textures for a second, right? The way I was increasing the level that I was playing at so that sounded professional, which is what everyone wants. They want to sound professional. You want to get a great sound. You want to sound like the players on the albums, okay? It's not through, I'm going to tell you this right now, listen really, really closely. It's not through fancy tricks. It's not through licks. It's not through lines, all right? It's not through like nuggets. These three strategies and methods that I'm telling you right near here is what brings it to life. What brought my improv to life is texture, rhythm, and melody. That's it. That's it, right? Watch again. Now, do you see, there's so many different things. Now, that spot in the middle where I kind of like paused for a sec, I was literally leaving space. Now, the tempo just seemed to elude you maybe, but inside I was still feeling the tempo, but I was lifting my left hand off the keyboard. I was lifting my right hand off the keyboard. Again, these are all different types of textures you can apply to your playing to make music. Now, check out the melodies I was using. Right? Just that melody alone. That's a beautiful, gorgeous melody. You're not going to find that in a lick because guess what? It's not cool. That's not a cool line. But you know what? It sounds gorgeous. Like this? You'd be like, that's boring, Brendan, right? Why would I want to play that? Obviously, you want to be like, you're like, yeah, that's the stuff I want, right? But that doesn't mean anything unless you can actually add these three things I'm talking about to your playing. If you don't have rhythm, melody, and texture, your playing's going to sound flat and boring, even if you are playing bebop lines. It's just not going to sound good. I really want you to understand that. Let's move forward a little bit more, okay? Here we go. So I was adding different melodic lines. And again, with my left hand, I started to bring that more into the picture too. Instead of just playing whole notes, I started playing short rhythmic comps. I started leaving more space. That's all texture. It's a combination of texture and rhythm. Thank you. right? And then you start to build from there, okay? But again, it's, did you see the feeling probably that you got when listening to the change of texture? When I moved down into the bass notes, you were like, oh, right? And even to me, I was like, oh, this feels good. This feels good, right? When you have contrasting textures, melodies, and rhythms, that's what's going to bring your music to life. Now, check it out. Let's just say I was just comping. I'm just going to use inversions now. I'm going to go a step further because root position chords are very, very beginnerish. I'm going to just use inversions. Guys, I'm not using any extensions here for voicings. So many people are like, oh, I want to learn how to play this. Or like, I want to learn how to play this. Yeah, cool. That sounds great. Okay. But you need to build up to that point. Like just knowing how to play these voicings, you know, that's all well and fun, but like what actually is going to bring your music to life is what I'm teaching you right here. Brad, Keith, these amazing players are bringing their music to life through beauty, through melody, texture, and rhythm. A lot of the times it's not about what you play, it's how you play it, all right? Here's just inversions. I'm just going to comp. Now I'm feeling the tempo inside. That was the first time I added a rhythm right there. Do you hear how the feeling changes right when I add that rhythm? One and two and three. Do-ba-da. Just by adding one rhythm already, my music starts to come to life. All right, let me add it to more rhythm. Oops, that was an extension, my bad. Added a slightly different type of texture. I just put I added a different tool. I put the F in the bass to create a sus sound. Okay, now I'm creating this kind of floaty, more Bill Evans-y style. Now again, check out if I change the texture again, if I change the texture and rhythm, right? I'm going to do a slight texture in my bass line, which is going to be kind of like to get a little kick, like bass players do this little, right, little kick. That's a texture, right? There are not many books that will teach you that. It's just a texture. You want to learn all sorts of textures. You want to have a repertoire of textures, right? Doing this, that's a texture, okay? Holding stuff out, playing legato, right? This is a texture. A roll is a texture. So when you hear jazz players and you're like, why is it that they sound a certain way and I don't sound that way? This is the reason. If I were to give you this voicing and you play this voicing, it sound like this, or this, or this. Now, if you hear them play it, they may be playing it like this, with a roll, with a type of texture, right? Or down, they may be coming down, right? Or they may, they may outline a certain note to make it louder, right? Like this. You know, so they bring out certain notes in the voicings. That's the whole reason, rhythm, texture, melody. Okay, so back to this. My little kicks here, I'm going to add in. And then I'll have some rhythms here. That's right. My bass line. That's a texture, right? I'm still using root position chords and inversions. Thank you. hear how the texture change when I stop doing upbeats? That's a texture change, right? Break, space, that's a texture change. All of these little things have to be thought about in order to bring your music to life. And again, even if I go back more, if I revert more back to the basics of my left hand. So let's say I'm playing and soloing. Again, I'll just use root position chords and maybe some inversions, okay? So how about I combine bass notes, root position chords, and solo, okay? Here we go, right? The textures, the rhythms, and melodies, let me just focus on one at a time here. So I'm just going to focus on melody for my solo, and I'm going to take it slow. One, two, a one. I'll just do root position chords. Make it as simple as possible to show you that you don't need much. Now, I had to stop myself. You got to listen. You got to listen for what your ear is saying. So what I played was this. I didn't know what I was going to play. What would be the next kind of melodical thing that you might think that you would hear? Some sort of other motif that would sound like that. Right? That's like the next thing that makes sense. So why not play that? Right? Now I can keep that motif going, these melodic motifs I'm playing, or I can change it up, right? Now I just use that melody. I'm going to use that melody again. And then I'm going to use it again. Why don't I keep that going? Right? And then you keep building off these melodies, right? That's this sample. And again, it can be slow too. It doesn't have to pick up. I kind of picked up the pace a little bit, right? Now let's talk about rhythms. Rhythms. Think and focus on your rhythmic values, everything. What rhythms are you using? What's the duration? Are you playing long? Are you playing short? Are you playing accented? Are you playing legato? These are all musicality details that need to be thought about in order to bring your playing to life. And I guarantee, if you start to take what you know now, no matter how beginner you are, and you start to apply these principles, your playing's drastically going to improve, all right? Rhythm. Right, so I changed my rhythm. Da 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 da. It was more closer to the quarter note triplet thing. Before, I was doing lots of many different rhythms, right? I was using three notes, guys, on purpose so that you could see that if you just focus on rhythm and texture, even at the same time, I was combining rhythm and texture. I was focusing on how the durations, how long the durations. Was I playing staccato? Was I playing legato, right? All these different things are going to come into play when creating music. Now, there's more to it. Obviously, there's thousands, tens of thousands of different types of textures on the piano, okay? If I play down here, I solo down here, that's a texture. Now, what was I doing there? I had so many different things working for me, but was it simple? Yes. I had a melody going. I had different rhythms going. I had texture going because I was in this low end of the piano. How many times do you solo down here in this range of the piano? Now I can add more textures to this. Right, I could do that. I could do that. I could switch it up, right? I could do, let me see. Whatever it is, right? But that's a different texture. Now, your right hand and your left hand can also create alternating textures. I can have different textures going in my left hand than my right hand. Like maybe I'm holding voicings out here, right? With my bass notes. Maybe I'm jumping to voicings. Maybe I'm holding long voicings. Maybe I'm switching to bass notes. Different types of space I use. I could use a lot of space. That's a texture, right? I wouldn't call that a line. It's just a texture. I could go. That's a texture, right? That's a texture too. Now, does it sound good by itself? It sounds a little out, but if I use it correctly, That's a texture. Okay, you see what I'm getting at here? Now, obviously, when I start to like blow out like I just did into like full pro mode, you know, like getting away from beginner and like moving into actual gig mode for me, you know, there's a lot of things happening, okay? But that's not the point. Each individual tool you learn that I teach, in order for that tool to be effective, you have to apply these three things. Otherwise, it will never, ever sound professional. That's the exact point I want you to take away. Now, obviously, I had some more advanced voicings here with bass note movements. My left hand alone is a study that you would need to, in a tool that you would need to take away, the voicings I'm using, how to accompany my right hand and solo piano, right? How I'm doing this. All that kind of stuff accompanied with the improvisation I was doing. But again, that's what I'm saying. You need to work up. You need to isolate each individual tool. All right. And then from there, you apply those three things. Now, what my goal to you, my challenge to you is take what you know, take a tune, take a voicing, a very beginner voicing, wherever you're at, take a tune and use and apply these three things: rhythm, melody, texture to what you already know how to do. And guaranteed, you will be amazed and surprised at the level of musicality that will come through in your playing that you probably never thought you had. Okay? Let me know how it goes. I hope you guys enjoyed this.